Welcome to The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve, broadcasting live on YouTube for Really American. It's time for another Political Week in Review, y'all. So strap on. Strap in. Or buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride. The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve and our Political Week in Review kicks off in 3, 2, 1. It's go time, y'all.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Go time, you know, kind of got me by the nards today, dude.
It's a very subtle intro. Where's my Weezer? I need music to be inspired, goddammit.
You get no Weezer today, dude. You get no Weezer because, well, it's November 4th, so things are a little more serious here today, Steve.
I see. Yes. All right. Yeah, I could whip out the guitar and do a little intro music. You know what I find funny? No one's ever challenged me. Like, hey, are you a poser? What are those guitars behind you? Do you actually play them?
That's funny, dude, that you say that. And I hope you never do. I know you're not a poser. I hope you never play them on the show. This has really been getting to me as of late. Like, I'm a big Stern fan. Yeah. And Stern has been, like, actively learning how to play the guitar. And he keeps playing it on the show, dude. And it's killing me because, I mean, he's getting better. But I don't want to tune into a show I'm actually paying for to hear somebody learn guitar. You know what I mean?
Well, all right. That's fair. Listen, I'm not trying to challenge myself either. But I could. That's my point. Don't threaten me.
With those sweet babies back there, there's no way you're a poser, dude. Come on.
That's right. God damn it. All right. Well, hey, welcome.
Yeah, welcome to the show, The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. This will actually be a good little experiment because sometimes people say in the comments like, hey, guys, don't need the intro. Just get right into it. So today, I guess that's what we're going to do.
Well, I disagree. I'm going to comment that I missed the intro music, people. That was your problem.
Yeah, come on. Well, there's a couple of guys from radio, dude. We need some inspiration.
We've never started cold in 30 years of doing this. It does feel odd.
You feel naked?
Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
I kind of feel like it's not real, you know, because there's been no music. Yeah, we're on, dude, for sure.
All right, listen, hey, we're live. It's Really American Media. Just after 3 on the West Coast, just after 6 o'clock on the East Coast. So join in. If you're in the comment section, you comment, you get vocal. We pass it along. That's the name of the game.
Literally. Yeah, that's kind of how we do it. I wondered about today, dude, because, I don't know, in my brain, people are running around trying to get their ballots in today. And I was like, oh, are people going to join live or are they going to be busy?
I don't think the election is that big of a distraction today. I mean, not only is it not even the midterm elections of 26, it's an off-year election cycle. Not everyone's even having elections today. Right. I'm in Nevada. I'm not aware of anything going on. I didn't show up, so.
You're not having anything in Nevada today.
Nothing I'm aware of. If there is, no one is talking about it. I see no ads. I'm not aware of anything I should be out voting for. Now, if you're in California, that's a big deal today. New York, it's a big deal today. Yeah. I believe, New Jersey, some other states have some governors up on the ballot. But California is the big one. Are they going to vote yes on Prop 50 to redistrict, to gerrymander the state intentionally?
With that said, let's just back up a little bit. When Texas started all of their shenanigans, Gavin Newsom jumped in and said, okay, well, we'll just make it even Steven then. Right. But from what I understand is that it could be a little bit more towards not so even Steven. Like, it could lead completely.
Unfortunately, California can't just redistrict every Republican out of the state. They're doing their best. I think it would be a net gain of 4 if it's Texas versus California. But there are other states now attempting to do it, which is just the most blatant attempt to rig an election I've ever seen. This whole concept that if Republicans do things in the open, that it's not illegal or wrong, like that blows my brain a little bit.
Completely. Yeah, I don't understand it at all. I mean, I understand what Gavin Newsom's doing to try and, you know, cancel something out. But just to do this, and it happens all the time, you know, it's just usually hasn't been that huge of a deal. But, it's a little crazy to me, dude. I don't understand it.
B-Dog's asking a question. When do y'all start to see counts start to come in on the votes today? As always, once the polls close. So East Coast, I assume the polls are closing at 8 p.m., so that's 5 o'clock out here. California's polls won't close until probably 8 p.m. West Coast, so that'd be 11 o'clock on the East Coast. So you may see some results later tonight, but nothing's out right now. However, I mean, early polling indicates the Democrats are probably going to sweep everything today, but, you know, knock on wood, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, yeah. Hey, dude, I've got a, you know that guy who, well, last time Trump ran against Kamala, made his predictions. You know the guy who's famous for making his predictions? His
Nate
name
Silver?
Escapes me.
Nate Silver, I think.
I think it's him, dude.
Well, there's a few famous pollsters. Nate's one of them, but yeah. The guy that told us Kamala would win and it was never wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not wrong.
This is a guy who makes the prediction here today, so you can just ingest this quickly, okay?
Okay. You playing something?
Which race will you be watching closely for insights into national trends in politics across America?
Oh, that's easy, because I think the Republicans are going to have a bad night tomorrow night.
Huh.
In the end, we'll be surprised if they win in Virginia. Or if they win in New Jersey, the governor's race is there. I think Mamdani is going to be the next mayor of New York. And I think the race to watch is none of those. It's the California redistricting ballot initiative, because that's going to determine who controls Congress.
Interesting. There you go. Frank Lutz there. Yes. Is he who you're referring to?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't remember his prediction in the last one, but he's, definitely a well-known pollster guy. And he's correct. I mean, it doesn't look like the Republicans are probably going to win any of these things. But the last, poll for Prop 50 in California had 75% support for it.
Wow.
So the odds of it going down tonight are pretty slim.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to pass. And then he's potentially correct. I mean, it would, make me nauseous if on election night next year we're coming down to three or four. I mean, we're talking the House of Representatives, the Congress. I mean, that's hundreds of people in there.
Sure.
So if we're really down to three or four of these seats that make the difference, I mean, that's going to be a nauseating night. But it could be that. So California's doing what they have to. And by the way, California's doing it in response. I've heard some people say this is gerrymandering and it's not cool. My old nemesis, Tom McClintock, who I've debated multiple times, who was in my district in California, I know he's sweating bullets because his entire district could either be reshaped or just obliterated, which would be kind of funny. So,
Well, it seems like, we always, we've been talking like, hey, we just got to get out. We got to start the work now, right? We can't, with Kamala last time, like we didn't have the time that we needed and it did screw us, get the work done now. So when the midterms do roll around, like we're sitting pretty,
Yeah, in theory, I mean, we got to do everything we can. It just is disgusting that we have any states talking about redistricting in the middle of the 10-year cycle. It's just not what we're supposed to do. Now, I guess the good news is we know Trump is freaking out, or he wouldn't be asking his little cronies, the governors like Abbott, to do stuff like this. So he does see the writing on the wall, which, that's something to believe in. But they're doing their best. And as you have pointed out before, and that I think is somewhat conspiratorial, but I'm leaning more and more towards what you're saying, that this is all assuming we have a fucking election next year, because I'm not convinced anymore that we will. There's going to be some national emergency. There's going to be something. Trump is already freaking out today that all the mail-in ballots in California for Prop 50, those all have to be investigated.
Well, the propaganda is already starting. I mean, it's kind of moving in waves, up and down, like no one's talking about Epstein anymore.
I've noticed that, and we can only keep that balloon afloat for so long on the daily topic like it has been, but it's not just going away, because as soon as we do get Congress and everyone back into session, as soon as they make that vote, I assure you, it'll jump right back to the top of the news cycle.
Yeah, no, I think it will too. So it's a big day, dude. We'll see what happens in California with talks about Gavin Newsom being our next Democratic nominee for president. I think that he's working overtime. He's working extra hard right now to make sure that he puts himself in a good position if he goes forward with that. And I'm almost positive. I saw a video of him, a week ago that, they pretty much got it out of him. Like, come on, dude. You know that I'm going to be running.
Yeah, it's the classic, you can't admit it until the cycle catches up, I mean, really, he's got to get through the midterms before that's appropriate to announce, but we shall see. He's certainly the front runner. He's certainly someone I've had my eye on for many, many years, so hopefully, But again, we got to go step at a time here. Let's get through today's election. Let's see if there is one next year. And then we'll worry about 2028, which feels like a freaking lifetime away.
Yeah, it sure does, dude. That's a lot of anxiety pills between now and then that I'll be taking.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, dude, we'll get into a little bit more about this election later in this show. We haven't done a whole lot of talk on the show about Mondami, and I would like to talk to you about that. So we'll do that later in the show, but we've got other things to kick the show off with today.
Sure. I don't know why this is a recurring theme in politics nowadays, but trolling. Have we gotten to the point where trolling is just, do I have to just accept this juvenile behavior as being a real thing? And again, Newsom, you know, has become a trolling master, but he's doing it in response. Yeah. The White House and Trump just all seem to think that trolling is a politics 101 now, whereas I feel like it's literally crap I see my high school son and their buddies doing online.
Sure. No, I think that that's the game plan for Trump and this whole administration. The White House has signed right onto it and loving it, so.
Yeah, apparently. Do you want to see the latest immature bullshit trolling going on?
I don't know, but we need to, so I can't hide from reality.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, let me see if I can share my screen here. All right, can you see this?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go on the Wayback Machine. We remember MySpace vaguely, right?
Yes, of course, dude.
Well, so new in the last like 24 hours, this is a page on the actual White House website. You can see it up here, whitehouse.gov/MySafeSpace. So on the official White House website, which is obviously being run by your tax dollars with somebody on the payroll, they have installed a new trolling page. Now, you may recall they screwed with the White House historical timeline and added Hunter Biden's cocaine and, sure. You know, Obama having the Muslim Brotherhood visit, which was complete misleading garbage. So,
yeah,
it's so new today. They've added this My Safe Space, a place for Dems. And it is just full of immature, racist, bigoted sort of trolling here.
Wow.
Now, first of all, sombreros all around the background, which... It's the immaturity there is just beyond comparison.
I don't quite understand it. I mean, I think you have to have a little bit of racism in you to get that one.
Well, and to think that it's even funny. What is that guy saying? We look like fools trying to support Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, nobody wants this country to look like California. Are you sure about that, dude?
First of all, I do want it to look like California. Secondly, the fact they're even saying his name means we are winning that little game. So, yes. Yeah, I'm completely fine with that. Yeah, God forbid the country look like California.
Yeah.
The mecca of innovation, of beauty, of a, you could argue California's been over-regulated to some extent, but...
Sure. But people like this Rick Wood, who's commenting on this, like, you don't understand if California and everything it is about and has goes away. This country's in serious freaking trouble. This world's in trouble, dude.
Yeah, whatever red state he's in is screwed. This entire country cannot survive without California, so just give it up. Yeah. So, yeah, on the My Safe page, we have a profile page here for the Democrats. Shut it down is their mantra. If you click on, like, the profile pics here, it's going to go to this overtly racist thing. If you click on videos, it takes you – I don't know if you can see that. It's a different page. It takes you to another racist little AI video somebody made of Trump handing out trick-or-treating candy and – you know, Schumer and Jeffries here showing up in their sombreros. The blog entries, again, take you to a bunch of garbage. Like, let's see, we'll show you this one. Yeah, fact, Democrats shut down government over free health care for illegals, which is insanely not true.
No. And it just takes a little bit of typing on your keyboard to figure that out.
Right.
I mean, with all the AI that we have now, like if you go into, I don't know, the three major AI platforms that I use, Perplexity, Grok, ChatGPT, go into them, type the same question in all three of them. And I guarantee you're going to get the same or very, very close to the same answer.
The answer is it's garbage. They're now trying to stretch and say that, well, if you go to an emergency room, an illegal immigrant could get health care. Yeah, everyone can, but that's not healthcare. That's that's a sort of a one-off, we're going to save your life this time thing. So, yeah, there's this is kind of cool, actually. If you click on contacting Hakeem Jeffries, if you click send a message, it will actually open up the correct email address for these guys. So that's kind of cool, actually. That's a nice feature.
Yeah,
I commend them on that. And then, I mean, part of this, I don't even know that I want to amplify some of the just racist, dumb things they have said on here. Then they've
who's
got
the, who's the friends that you're looking at there?
Yeah, so the Hakeem Jeffries top eight friends. We have Joe Biden with the picture of the auto pen, ha ha ha, which so Trump stupid, has man. Been railing on Biden for pardoning people he didn't even know anything about, which has never been proven. But Trump just openly admitted that he pardoned the crypto guy that he knows nothing about.
CZ.
So he's either lying or he's doing what he accused Biden of.
Yeah, you think that he's made most of his money on crypto and he doesn't know who this guy is, dude. Come on.
Right. Either way, it's wrong.
Yeah.
Fentany girl. I'd have to Google what the hell that even supposed to be. They got Antifa on here. Scary. Who? Scary. George Soros. Chucky and real Chucky. I don't even know that I get the joke.
Chuck Schumer and real Chucky. Right. You know,
whatever. We got a Brago Garcia, then Tampon Tim Walz, the demonic person that Tim Walz is. I love that everyone is scared of the nice man next door.
Yes, somebody who, is a veteran and, yeah, seems to be wanting to feed school children in his state and take care of things. So
yes. So there you go. My safe space. I mean, mildly comedic credit for coming up with the name. But again, this is I know it's somewhat funny, but somebody during a government shutdown is spending time and resources to make that little page to troll the Democrats because they think that is what's going to push them over the ledge here and get them to vote to reopen the government.
Well, you know what? I don't think it's so much for that. I think it is for these college asshats that are voting for, Charlie Kirk fans that are now voting for Trump. That they need to keep trolling, dude. They like this culture that's been created by Trump. Have you ever seen the White House TikTok page?
Yes, I have.
I mean, it's crazy, dude. There was a video today, and there's a lot of people that think that the social media page for the White House is on TikTok anyway, is being controlled by Barron Trump. But yeah,
they haven't taken over TikTok yet, everyone. I'm sorry to break that to you.
Yeah, no, that
hasn't. And I see people, the algorithm's changed. Nothing's changed yet. Relax.
No.
And I think Trump's lying. The Chinese government has not approved anything.
No. It's coming. I mean, it will happen. But I mean, the videos that are posted on that White House page for the TikTok thing, I am constantly, every time I see one, I don't follow it, but they do show up on my page. And I think to myself, this can't actually be from the White House. It's not possible, dude. But it is. Yeah.
No, they have a 13-year-old bully running all of their social media stuff. So,
yeah.
And by the way, I'm sort of at the point with this shutdown where I think I want the Democrats. Go ahead. Just roll over. Let them open it back up. Because the Affordable Care Act prices are going to spike. I mean, that's what this whole debate is about. And by the way, I'm on the ACA. I'm not looking to pay more myself. But we're almost shooting ourselves in the foot by saving the Republicans from that disaster that's coming their way that they will be held accountable for. Now, you could argue there's 100 other things that are still going to be held accountable for next year. But I'm almost wondering, like, just let them shoot themselves in the face. Go ahead, then. Fine. You think no one's going to notice?
Unfortunately, dude, that can't be done only because the Democrats have too much empathy, a little moral backbone, but it is a really odd. This is an odd standoff right now. We're literally positioned in a way where we either have to be okay with millions of people not getting their SNAP benefits and not eating food insecurity, or we have to be okay with people paying outrageous amounts of money for health insurance, which, I mean, like you just mentioned, the ER, that was the whole reason, that the ACA, well, I shouldn't say the whole reason. It was a big reason that we finally did come up with the ACA, because in the long term, all of this saves money and everyone gets healthcare that they can count on. Prior to that, Republicans always said, like, all these people that are uninsured with health insurance, just fill up our emergency rooms.
Right.
Take all our resources. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But it's not a fun standoff, though. I'm sitting here watching this and just thinking, I mean, morally, this is not a good thing. But I've got some stuff to play for you today with Trump talking about the shutdown and other people talking about the shutdown. Do we want to get into it now, or you still got stuff?
No, let's get into it. And, right. You know, Naomi here, who said the Dems will still get blamed. Like, I mean, in some scenarios, they'll blame us for anything and everything. But how, if we make this fight and we decide, like, all right, you people are not going to fund SNAP or pay the military, TSA agents, like, at some point, somebody does have to break here. So the Dems either have to get what we want or just say, fine, go ahead, shoot everyone in the foot. It's going to backfire. We will take over the Senate and the House in 2026. Then we can vote for impeachments and stall everything. Like, you know, don't do us any favors. And again, I'm on the list that's going to get screwed too, but I'm just saying, like, not sure what the compromise is here.
Yeah.
Mr. Art of the Deal, they can't seem to sit down and negotiate.
This first video I'll play for you doesn't seem very dealish to me. Okay. This is Trump. I think this is, yeah, he's talking about the shutdown and what needs to happen to make it stop, okay?
Okay. You have helped end these government shutdowns in the past when they came about, and you did it by bringing.
I'm very good at it, but I'm not going to do it by. I'm not going to do it by extortion. I'm not going to do it by being extorted by the Democrats who have lost their way. There's something wrong with these people.
So then, what happens on November 15th when the troops don't get a paycheck?
Schumer is a basket case, and he has nothing to lose. He's become. I just left Japan. He's become a kamikaze pilot.
Sounds like it's not going to get solved, the shutdown.
It's going to get solved, yeah. Oh, it's going to get solved.
How?
We'll get it solved. Eventually, they're going to have to vote.
You're saying the Democrats will capitulate?
I think they have to.
So, yeah, it doesn't seem very bipartisan to me. He's like, you know, I'm not going to be extorted, but they'll roll over. We'll extort them.
Extortion, quote unquote, is what bargaining and negotiating is.
Yes.
And it's supposed to be what government is. We're supposed to have some level of compromise. And you idiots are the ones that have created this continuing resolution thing. Pass a fucking budget, and then we won't have to keep kicking the can every, you know, couple of months, which requires you to negotiate.
Yes. Trump administration came out today and said, like, yeah, that's it. No one's getting SNAP. And then the White House had to kind of backstep and said, like, oh, they're going to release some of those emergency funds to.
Are they, though? Yeah. We don't know. This is what I'm saying. Like, Trump came out today and said, no, I'm going to starve you all. You'll fall on your face. You'll have no health insurance. Like, it'll just be a big ripple effect. But then, Kara Lying Leavitt came out and said, no, we're going to comply. Like, what is it, people? Seriously, how do we run a government when the fucking president says one thing and then his cronies have to come out and say, no, we're doing the other thing? Ignore him. How do we take that seriously?
I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work, but
I want you to answer. Why don't you have answers to these questions?
I don't. I just don't have them, dude. Because everything is – because there's so many lies, dude. Yeah, I can't make sense of right is left and left. I can't make any sense of it, nor can the American people. So.
And this is the guy saying, just vote to open the government, then we'll negotiate. You're a freaking liar. Like, I'm supposed to believe that you're going to negotiate in good faith if we give you what you want and reopen the government. Do you think there's a chapter in The Art of the Deal that says, give up all your leverage and then negotiate with the other party?
Well, and I mean, come on, dude. You're gaslighting us. We're not idiots. You've never done that before where we said, okay, we're going to give you a little bit here because we trust that you're going to follow what you're saying here. It's never happened. So, yeah, I don't know. The standoff is strong, but things are shit is hitting the fan. I mean, people are worried about where they're going to get their food from. I'm so tired of seeing on social media of I've seen this huge narrative of, hey, most people that are on SNAP benefits are, you know, 350 pounds. Like, they really have to worry about food insecurity. I want to remind everyone, it doesn't matter if you're a fat bastard like me or even fatter. you can't stop eating. It doesn't work that way, dude. I can still starve to death, you know.
They don't understand science, so they do feel it works that way. They feel it's a bunch of welfare queen moochers. Trump just said the other day, like, the majority of SNAP people are Democrats, which is really not even the point. But if that's the point you want to make, it's false. The majority are red states, which, yes, going back to how we started the show, you're getting most of that funding from fucking California. So, yes, God forbid everyone look like California. Economic prosperity and beauty and industries, music.
Nice little tan, you know, 365. You know,
everyone always talks about how overpopulated California is. Why do you think that is? Why do you think so many people wanted to move there?
Because open borders. Right. Listen, Caroline Lying 11 says, we're getting the payments out the door as quickly as we can. So, I mean, that's a good timeline when you're hungry. Like, when are we going to eat?
Checks in the mail. I saw one Republican say that when we finally open the government, SNAP benefits will be retroactive. So just, you know, try not to starve to death for the next month or two, and then we'll give you a bunch of food.
I'm surprised there's not a fasting recipe on the White House's webpage but shit is hitting the fan with food insecurity. Other things are happening as well. This statement was made today. This is all because of the shutdown.
The controllers got 90% of one payment, 80-90% of one payment. They missed the second paycheck. On Thursday, they get a email pay stub that'll show what their next payment is going to be. So this Thursday, they'll get an email that shows that their pay stub is a big fat zero. Many of the controllers said, a lot of us can navigate missing one paycheck. Not everybody, but a lot of us can. None of us can manage missing two paychecks. Mm-hmm. So if you bring us to a week from today, Democrats, you will see mass chaos. You will see mass flight delays. You'll see mass cancellations, and you may see us close certain parts of the airspace because we just cannot manage it because we don't have the air traffic controllers.
You can't manage it because you have no freaking leadership and you're not willing to sit down and compromise to get the freaking government reopened. They are holding a gun to all of our heads because they don't want to cover the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
Frickin' Marjorie Taylor Greene, again, is the voice of reason. She is correct. Even if you want to say Obamacare is flawed, what have Republicans done to help fix it? They're the ones in control. They have done nothing. And, you know, Mikey Johnson tries to tell them all, we've got a plan. We're working on a plan. You fuckers have been working on a plan since I was born. You don't have one then. You don't have one now. So either fix it or stop frickin' lying to us all.
On this latest 60 Minutes interview, Trump was asked about the fact that, if you don't like our healthcare system, you know, you've talked about replacing it many times, so repealing it and replacing, but you've never done it. Oh, we will. If the Democrats secede and say, okay, we'll open the government, like, it'll be happen very quickly. Well, that's just like the Ukrainian war will end very quickly.
Right.
Like, no, we don't believe you. Dude, you've told us outright you have concepts of a plan. It's never gone beyond that.
Of course. I have a concept of a plan how to cure cancer. It's a concept. It's not been tested, vetted, and I'm not actually ready to implement it, but I have a concept. Yes, it involves a magic wand, and I think I think it could work.
Let's remind people that Trump was being interviewed at one point in time and said this.
The president would be blamed. If there is a shutdown, and it's not going to be a horrible shutdown because, as you know, things will sort of keep
going. Well, it's a partial shutdown, right?
If there is a shutdown, I think it would be a tremendously negative mark on the president of the United States. Hmm. He's the one that has to get people together.
Oh, get people together. You mean not
govern?
Right, yeah.
Jeez. It is freaking disgusting. I really don't know what's going to happen with this. I keep hearing some people say this week, Ted Cruz just said it, like, the Democrats want to get through the election. They think this is helping them. But by Wednesday or Thursday, we're going to have the government reopen. Like, I see zero indication of that. First of all, if Trump doesn't give them the blessing, they can't do anything. But you got to talk. And Congress, you know, the House has to be in D.C., by the way, and they're not. So.
Yes, 100%. Let me just play this video for you, dude, because other things are happening in relation to this shutdown. I mean, too many things to cover. Yeah, our soldiers will go without paychecks. I mean, the country will fall apart the longer the government is closed.
Yes.
Take a look at this.
You've now set a record for waiting the longest that any Congress member has ever waited to be sworn in after a special election. What's going on? Speaker Johnson says he can't do it because the House isn't in session. You say that's absurd.
Yeah, well, it's not the kind of record you want to break, right? And part of the problem here is that I don't have a budget. I don't have the authority or the privileges or the responsibilities of a duly sworn in member of Congress. I am an elected person. I am in this limbo because Speaker Johnson won't swear me in. And as, you know, Representative Kiley just mentioned, like, there isn't a real reason for that other than what's being pointed to as me being the 218th signer to the discharge petition for the Epstein files.
Yes. You would be the 218th vote to get that over the line.
I love how she lays this out here, dude, because she says, well, let's finish the clip, but this is just exactly how I feel.
Do you think that's the reason why he's holding this up?
I didn't think that initially. It's very conspiracy theory. Someone came up to me literally on election night and said, you know, he's not going to swear you in because of those files. And I thought, no, that can't be it. And here we are, 41 days today that I have been waiting to be sworn in.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly why this is all happening with her. You know, I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. You talk about taxation without representation. There's big problems happening here. If you wanted to take care of them, Mikey Johnson, you could take care of them. You don't give a shit about the American people.
Of course. I hope nobody in her district has to be pay taxes right now because, taxation without representation.
Yeah.
It's just it's kind of like when they denied Obama his Supreme Court pick in his last year. Like, you can't do this, but they're doing it because there's no accountability. There are no actual checks and balances for this kind of thing because our founding fathers never thought we'd have a bunch of immature twat waffles running our country who just simply don't want to follow the rules, the norms, or have any respect for what our country is supposed to be.
Think about this, dude, and this is the easiest of terms. Okay, if you have a marriage and you, Steve can always only be right. How long does the marriage last? Usually not too long.
Okay. Well, that was what my marriage was like, and it didn't last long. So, yeah, it doesn't work.
But what I'm saying is, dude,
you're married to somebody's wrong.
If two people got married, they both want what's best for the marriage, and that will create a successful marriage. But that is exactly what's happening here. Like, you guys want to be so right that you don't want to include our thoughts, our visions, our ideas, and you're just going to try and steamroll and make us look like we're communists and we've lost our minds. Like, in no way did the founding fathers think we're going to have these two parties and they're going to be so far off from each other that they don't care what happens to the country.
Right.
They just care about the fight. You know,
I think when they thought, you know, three branches of government, even if one of them's lost their mind, the other one's got to step in and do something. But yeah, between our elected representatives and the courts, nobody really does seem to be stepping in to do much of anything. So it's beyond nauseating. And we always have been a stupid country, as Don Hawkins says. Like, I mean, that is certainly true to some extent. So,
yes. And this person says it's totally possible to swear in during a shutdown. Of course it is.
We've done it before.
But all they have to say is, like, it's not possible. And the majority of America will be like, oh, I guess it's not possible.
This is the problem I have been pondering of late, that in these debates, there is a right and a wrong. The problem is both sides think they're right. Now, obviously, one of us has to be right or wrong. I know we're the ones that are right because we base things on facts, on critical thinking, on research, precedents. They base their garbage on emotion. On snowflakey little emotions. So, you know, it's like we said before, like if you compare Rachel Maddow to Sean Hannity, one is a college dropout, one is a Rhodes Scholar who is very well spoken, research, cites facts, references, gives you historical context, interviews experts on the topic, and the other one's a blowhard that's just, you know, I'm right because I'm going to tell you all I'm right.
Right, yeah, like, no one can zoom out
and see that, the difference there.
I don't think so, dude. I mean, the Republicans or the MAGAs that I have in my life that I have any conversation with, they think that we're crazy. I mean, they've taken that pill. You know, Fox News has done so much damage to this country that it's I don't even know if it's able to ever completely turn around.
Well, that's the thing. We are so divided. So I think we just have to accept that as reality. You can't fix stupid. You just have to vote it out. That effort failed spectacularly a year ago, literally a year ago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the pendulum does swing. The undecided, uninformed voters will vote against whoever's in office. So the momentum is certainly in our favor heading into next year. But then the cycle is going to repeat. Dems will win in 28. They won't fix everything fast enough. So the Republicans will win in 32.
It's just a cycle. It's an ongoing cycle of depression. And I'm not even here for it. Right. I don't want to be a part of this experiment anymore.
Let's talk about this. So D said, if the Epstein files don't exist, please explain what happened to Andrew, formerly known as Prince, and not the Purple Rain Prince.
No, no, no. Do not get him confused.
Right. So Trump, I mean, again, the guy can't even pretend like he has a heart or a soul or any understanding of empathy. He can't even pretend to be an intelligent politician that would just say the right thing. So he was asked this week about Prince Andrew, former Prince Andrew, and the Epstein files. And his response was, it's a terrible thing that's happened to the family. That's been a tragic situation, and it's too bad. I mean, I feel really badly for the family. Now, do you think he's referring to the family of the victims of Epstein?
Of course not.
No, he's talking about the royal family. He feels bad that one of their own has been sucked up in this. Because that's how he views this whole scandal, about those that are guilty of it and how that would affect their children or their spouses, because that's his worry. How his guilt is going to affect MAGA and his kids and their legacy and their fortunes and the Trump name. That is all he gives a shit about. And that answer on Prince Andrew just proves it. Can't even feign that he feels badly for the victims.
100%. I mean, that's completely spot on. Here's an asset. There's nothing intelligent about a lesbian. This is exactly why when we talk about people like he's talking about, you know, Rachel Maddow and Sean Hannity. You're listening to Sean Hannity, dude. You're listening because those facts fall into your mind so much easier that you're addicted to. Oh, it's got to be that. It's got to be that.
Right. I think lesbians are actually pretty smart to just reject men. I can understand where they're coming from.
Bravo.
And by the way, speaking of troll boy here, like I waver often on this, on do you debate the trolls not to try to change their mind, but to have the good fight for the people watching that either are looking for something to believe in, looking for a, you know, left-leaning hero to stand up and fight the good fight, or maybe that undecided person who hears both sides, maybe you can tip them, or do you just not feed the trolls and ignore them because it's a waste of everyone's fucking time?
Well, it's a great question, and I don't know one will ever be able to get the answer to, because I see this picking back up of like, we got to stop platforming Trump, you know, with that, you know, playing his videos, listening to his rhetoric and everything else.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it, dude. I don't know how you don't report on it.
With him specifically, I don't know how you can't avoid it, because we brought up the idea before, like, what if all the media just stopped covering Trump? Because that would drive a narcissist crazy. The problem is he's a very dangerous narcissist that if no one's watching him, can you imagine what he's going to try to get away with?
Yeah.
So him, I don't think we can ignore. Do we ignore the trolling White House pages and his AI videos? Like, that I think is debatable, that we probably should just be ignoring that stuff. But again, it's so insane that a president is doing this kind of stuff that I do think it's worth covering him. But the asshat, you know, making homophobic comments and other things in here, like, does this dumb little troll who's hanging out in our liberal podcast, he's clearly just looking to get a response. So we're giving it to him. And I don't know if that's necessary, not to mention everyone else in the comments will attack him for us. So I don't know if we're needed on that.
Yep. I don't know. It's become so difficult for me to not point out stupidity and hate and show it to other people. It's almost I want to get other people riled up, you know, to say, you know what, this is the stuff that is being said. Like, if we showed you all the comments that came through on this chat room, you'd be floored, you know. And most people are tuning in to us knowing which way we lean and wanting to hear that content and stuff like that. But yeah, you're gonna have some trollers. But yeah, I would like to. The only reason I want to highlight it is to say, can you believe that an actual person would say something like that? And now today, we don't even know if it's a person, you know, with bots. Yeah,
totally. I mean, I want to go with the sunlight is the best disinfectant. You got to show that this kind of garbage is happening so the people that are sane will get a little fired up and think maybe I should show up at the ballot box. Like, you know, because I've done multiple stories where I feel like I have probably – I'll give you a great example. There was some church in, I think it was Indiana, that was calling for the death of all gay people. Their little YouTube video had like 6 views. Like, no one saw it. I picked up on it from a magazine that wrote about it. The video I did on it got 6 figures, over 100,000 views. I gave it more attention than what the original story was. I feel like sunlight is the best disinfectant, and you have to know that people like that are out there in this day and age calling for gay people to be put to death. Those assholes are showing up to vote. So if me highlighting that story motivates one progressive or centrist to show up and vote against the party that supports that, then I do feel like that's, you know, a worthwhile thing.
Yeah, I guess it's a double-edged sword, I mean, that we'll fight with for a long time. You know, like we've beat the shit out of this dead horse. But, you know, whoever knew that people were this freaking stupid and hateful? Yes.
In this day and age. So, all right, let's talk about something that, I don't know, I think both sides of the aisle can have a crossover opinion on this one.
Ooh,
so the original Darth Vader, not the actual Star Wars one, but the original shadow evil emperor, Dick Cheney, passed away yesterday. And boy, Nick, I remember when we started this little show on the radio back in the early 2000s, and George W. Bush and Dick Cheney were our punching bags, and we went off on them constantly. I literally had a notebook full of reasons I hated George W. Bush that I would just jot it down, so next time we were on the show, I could be like, here's my 75th reason I hate George W. Bush.
Oh, but, man. Well, those were the good old days.
Exactly. I would take W. and Cheney any day of the week nowadays, and that is so sad. But So Dick Cheney died, and I am seeing progressives, centrists, and MAGA just, you know, spitting on his grave. I've seen very few people take the high road.
What are they saying, dude? Well, I mean, what are Republicans saying about the death of Dick Cheney?
Well, the main thing here, let me see. I got a couple of comments right here. So first of all, talk about hypocrites. Former Congressman George Santos, who just got pardoned, you know, and is out now, said that Dick Cheney will meet his maker and will have lots of explaining to do. I wish his family well, all things considered, but I haven't and won't ever shed a tear for a war criminal of his ilk. Now, listen, you're not wrong that Dick Cheney definitely could be considered a war criminal, but look who you are sucking up to. Look who just pardoned you. The man who was bombing people in boats without even declaring wars. The man who attacked a sovereign country, so blowing up their nuclear sites. Like, so, I mean, there's obviously a little hypocrisy there. And this man is a fucking criminal that just got preemptively, you know, pardoned.
Yes, 100%.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, that's the hypocrisy that we've come to know and hate from the right.
Right. Let's see what else here. This is what I'll call an anonymous comment. Couldn't take Liz with him, I guess. Effing leftist would like to offer condolences to Liz Cheney. Actually, no. F that horrid C word.
Listen, this is so crazy, dude, that they call Liz Cheney a leftist.
Right. Because, well, you know why?
Of course. I mean, she stepped up and was reasonable in a time of pure chaos and dictatorial. I mean, it was this was an important election, as we all know. She was trying to do what was right for the country, and she, I guess, leaned a little too left for you assholes.
Well, yeah, she was anti-Trump, so that gives them enough reason right there. But then let me just play. I got like a little 30-second video. This is the main reason that they hate the entire Cheney family.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election, and he lost big. I know it, he knows it, and deep down, I think most Republicans know it. Lynn and I are so proud of Liz for standing up for the truth, doing what's right, honoring her oath to the Constitution, when so many in our party are too scared to do so.
Yeah. So amen, there you go. Somebody dude. Who used to be considered, you know, just one of the top rung of the GOP, of the Republican world, the shadow president, Mr. Halliburton, shoot him in the face, Dick Cheney. No, he didn't want to vote for Trump. So if you're not with us, then screw you and we will spit on your grave.
Yeah. Yeah. That's absolutely crazy to me, dude. You know, you would think in times like this that you could look at Dick Cheney's track record of what he did for our country and Liz Cheney's, what she's voted on, the types of things that she's done. That was, we reckon back a day where we can say like, oh, that's not absolutely crazy. I don't agree with it, but, you know, it's not absolutely insane and gives me anxiety that I can't seem to get over. That's changed. And, you know, the fact that Liz Cheney stepped up, yeah, it was freaking brave, dude. She knew it was possibly career ending. She knew she was going to have to take a lot of shit. But you know what? That's what people that are good and virtuous do in times that are tough and to get the truth out. Like, that's absolutely nuts, man.
Yeah, you're someone. Even Reagan is too far left for Vega. I mean, yeah, it's completely true. And these are the people upset that anyone was, quote-unquote, celebrating Charlie Kirk's death. Like, so here you are immediately jumping on the grave of another political person. I know he wasn't assassinated, but still, he died. So you're just going to inflict pain on those that are left behind for him. And again, yeah. I'm not a fan of Dick Cheney. I never was. I still am not. He did way more harm than good. I can respect on one level that he eventually came around on gay marriage, but he only did because he learned his daughter was gay. He was staunchly against it. Then, oops, turns out I know a gay person. Turns out they're not so scary and crazy. And maybe they're entitled to live the life we all want as well. So he finally came around on that. But no, I mean, this bullshit Iraq war that they flat out lied to us about. And yes, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people died from that. So the point that he's a war criminal is not wrong. But, you know, here we are. Like I said, we got some people taking the high road, but we do have left, center, and MAGA all like, screw the guy. So I guess he unified us at the end.
I guess so. Steve, I mean, that transposes into other things that are happening right now. You brought up Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah. I mean, this is a hobbited foot beast, okay, that we thought, like, man, this woman is absolutely nuts. And the things that we've been seeing out of Marjorie Taylor Greene as of late, we're like, what happened, dude? Did she get a lobotomy? She seems crazy.
I think one of those weather controlling machines we have, I think she got struck by lightning and, you know, like that person that loses their paralysis or whatever.
Yeah, she got in the way of a space laser, dude. Right. Something happened. Marjorie Taylor Greene made an appearance on The View. Mm. And, you know, you can feel however you want to about The View. It's been a big show for a long time. I'm not a fan. I don't watch it. But I came across these clips of her sitting in with The View and thought to myself, holy crap, dude. Do I like Marjorie Taylor Greene? And that's something that I never thought I would say. But just check some of these clips out from the View program. Yeah.
I've got to tell you, I'm sitting here just stumped, you know, because you are a very different person than I thought you were.
Well, you've only seen me in clips and headlines. That is, and that's not fair.
And that is true. Now, you've broken from the Republican Party on a number of issues, including besides the shutdown, such as the war in Gaza, tariffs, Trump's desire to expand AI, foreign aid. But you've also had these clips highlighting the public, very public spats that you've had with your colleagues, where your behavior, some say, is just unbecoming for a congresswoman. And you're promoting conspiracy theories like QAnon in the past. But you seem to have grown past that. And I feel like I'm sitting next to a completely different Marjorie Taylor Greene. Why the change? Why the evolution?
Well, Sunny, it's the
first like you've
time
gone
you've
so right. It's like you're on the left now.
That's not I mean, good grief. She got a few things right. Come
yeah,
on.
She got a few things right. That's what I'm saying, dude. When I was like, do I like Marjorie Taylor Greene? I slapped myself. I was like, no, of course I don't. She's still full of shit, dude. But even she sees that some of this stuff is absolutely nuts.
Right. Listen, on one level, take your wins where you can get them. If MTG is going to say anything resembling intelligent, I'll give her some level of credit for it. But like with Dick Cheney, doesn't erase my memory.
Right. Yes. Let me just play this last thing, because I think this is one of the smartest things I've ever heard Marjorie Taylor Greene say. OK.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that all of us right here are doing a great job of exchanging our ideas and things that we believe in. And we're doing it in a very professional and kind way. Oh, and in my opinion, I think we need more of that in America. I really do. And a lot of people wanted me to come on the show and say nasty things and you know, all of us to fight. They wanted all of us to fight.
Thank you for not doing that.
Oh, my goodness, no. I didn't want to round that.
It's like 5-1.
She could handle it, but she didn't want
to. Handle it.
No, I didn't want to do that today because I believe that people with powerful voices like myself and like you, and especially women to women, we need to pave a new path. This country, our beautiful country, our red, white, and blue flag is just being ripped to shreds. And I think it takes women of maturity to sew it back together. And I think that happens with this speech.
To my lesbian comment that they may be smart to just get rid of men. So.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We never know. I mean, we were all excited to try and see what a woman leading this country would look like with Kamala and even Hillary. But we didn't get the chance. But it's interesting to hear her say that. Do you think that Marjorie Taylor Greene, in the very least, is coming to a more moderate position than MAGA? I mean, she did say on that show that she still loves Donald Trump.
She does. She has praised Trumpy still, even though she's criticizing him. First of all, if you go far enough to the left or far enough to the right, you're going to meet back in the middle there somewhere. And I kind of feel like she's gone so far one way that we're all starting to meet up somewhere over here of like, hey, wait a minute. Do we have common ground now? You're so pissed off at MAGA and I'm so pissed off at MAGA. We have some overlap going on. That could be it.
Yeah.
But she reminds me of somebody like I used to know this guy that was a hardcore drinker and he was always raging and saying dumb things. And he realized it was toxic. He started smoking pot. And now he's just like, hey, man, we should all just get along. Like she feels like a freaking stoner now where she's just like, I don't want to come on The View and be all mean. Can't we all just get along?
She did seem medicated to me, dude. Right, I mean, she honestly did. This is an interesting comment. She's a double agent. She's trying to get the attention and the audience of the left to tune into her so she can do her best to sway them.
I do wonder, you know, I think she is up for re-election next year. But I don't know in this day and age if trying to come to the middle is a way to win an election. So I'm not sure what's really going on there. Or maybe she just feels like, I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene has gotten rich in the last year or so. She's made some questionable stock trades after, you know, she got information that Trump was going to up tariffs and she sold stuff. Like, maybe she's rich enough that she has the, what do they call it? Like the I don't give a fuck money. Like, I'm rich now. I'm famous. I got a career no matter what happens. Maybe I can stop this lying MAGA garbage and just call a spade when I see the obviousness of the truth.
I'll be treated a little better in public. Like, people won't always be attacking me. I can go live my life and have my fuck you money and we'll be good.
I can have dinner and not get harassed. Or yeah. maybe she does have a brain tumor. That's why she's sounding logical. She knows she's going to die and she wants to get into heaven, just like Trump has been saying, you know? Like,
yes.
It's not too late.
Yeah, he did. Trump did get that MRI, dude. They didn't see a brain in there. So, you know, it's so funny, dude. I was looking into more of that MRI thing because Caroline Leavitt. Yeah, Caroline Leavitt got cornered and asked, like, well, why do you get that MRI? This was just yesterday. Uh-huh. And she was like, you know, it was just a follow-up appointment. We know he is, you know, in excellent health and everything else. And she was like, well, what did it say and why were they looking? So I asked ChatGPT.
Follow-up to what?
Right.
To them saying he's got heart failure or a brain tumor or something?
Yeah, I mean, follow up to what? That's exactly the question. And she said that she had released all the information on his MRI to the press so that, people could read that and know exactly what happened. I went in and talked to ChatGPT and said, you know, are there any public records of what these results were for this MRI that Trump had? And ChatGPT said, no, none of them have been released to the public, and none of them have been released to the press, so we haven't seen anything.
Well, they were so perfect. What is there to release?
He got 100%, dude.
100%.
Listen, I said, okay, chat, tell me, I already knew the answer to this question, but I wanted to be able to read it to you.
Okay.
I said, tell me why. Oh, first I asked, would anyone go in for a general wellness check or a physical and ever just get an MRI?
Right.
And
it said, not? It's on the house.
It's generally uncommon for an MRI to be included as part of a routine general physical exam for asymptomatic individuals. Uh-oh. MRI is typically ordered when there's a specific medical concern or symptoms that need detailed imaging for diagnosis or treatment monitoring rather than just a screening tool of a standard physical.
Right.
So what are they looking at? And don't say that he is in excellent, 100% good health. We see his ankles. We see these bruises, dude. We know something's going on.
Yes, this comment here. The brain scan came up negative. Maybe they were looking for either a heart or a brain or a soul on the MRI, and nothing was found. Therefore, he's still in perfect Trumpian condition. But, of course, you don't just do an MRI for the hell of it. And you don't do an annual exam twice in 1 year. It's not what the definition of annual is. So.
No, they did an MRI on the Scarecrow and the Tin Man, you know, and they saw both those things missing. So maybe that's why.
If Trump can get into heaven, then I'm arriving on fire backwards at 140 miles an hour in a Ferrari while flipping St. Peter the Bird. Like, you know, I don't know if Christianity works the same way, but this has always been one of my many beefs with Catholicism. This notion that you can just repent and all is forgiven. My bad. I'm sorry. I killed a bunch of people or whatever it was, and I get out of jail free, right? Isn't that how it works?
That's somewhat of a myth. I mean, you know what? You can be forgiven for
Catholicism
your sins.
Is a myth? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that in Catholicism, that what you said is somewhat of a myth. There
what
is
do you gotta do?
Well, I mean, there is purgatory. Like, you have to pay for what you did. You
well,
consider
that's better than
purgatory.
Hell, though.
Well, I mean, I suppose, but if you've seen the light, you're not just going to get into heaven. That's not what Catholics think. Like, you go say, like, right before you die, like, I'm sorry for everything I did, this, this, and this. Like, you have to pay penance, and you're going to sit in purgatory for a while if you see the light. But, of course, that's it's a stupid conversation. You know,
religion,
Trump's not going to heaven.
But what is his penance? I mean, there's some Trumpian bishop that I'm sure will say, like, hey, give me seven Hail Marys, you're good.
No,
right?
can't work that way, dude. We saw even the Pope come forward and say, like, no, Trump's garbage, dude. We saw two popes have said that.
He solved 700 wars, Nick. Is that not enough for you?
Jeez, dude. Oh, it's unbelievable, man. It's unbelievable where we're living, the time we're living in.
Listen, we got to wrap it up momentarily, but I just want to throw out, like, today is election day, and polls are going to start closing in the next hour or so here. So we're going to start to see some results. I don't think it's a bold prediction to say that Mamdani is going to win the mayor of New York City, which affects nobody unless you live in New York City. I know the entire country is wrapped up in this, but the reality is it's really only affecting people in New York City. But For some reason, I don't know if you saw this today, Greg Abbott, the two-wheeled wonder governor out of Texas, said today that he's going to slap a 100% tariff on anybody who flees New York if Mondami wins and comes to Texas.
Which just seems so counterintuitive for Texas, right?
I mean, first of all, it makes no sense. What are you tariffing? I don't even know if the governor can tariff anything. What, are you going to put a tariff on moving vans? And why would you want to reject rich people? Because that's what they're all saying, all the rich people, because he's going to raise tax on them. All, you know. So you're telling me some rich person that hates Mondami, he wants to move to Texas, and you want to stop that? I thought Texas was with open arms. Californians, come here. New York City, come here. And again, how do you tariff somebody moving? What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it seems so stupid that, yeah, these are the people you want in Texas that don't want to be around them. So it just seems, counterintuitive. But it does seem like he's going to win. And I don't know. Give me your elevator pitch. You think that's all right? Are you okay with it?
Yes. A democratic socialist is somebody that believes in socialist ideas, but only through the democratic process.
Yes.
Meaning you got to vote for him. You got to vote for somebody that's going to do these things, vote for measures, vote for new laws, whatever it is. And yeah, I mean, the biggest debate in our world is how far left should we be going? Do we want to be more center left and try to unite, or do we elect our version of a Trump and just go as far to the left as we can possibly go? Like, I don't know the right answer, but New York City's got a bunch of intelligent people in it. So if they're going to overwhelmingly vote this guy in, then I say let's sit back and watch the experiment.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I think, too. I think, and that's what New York is showing up for, is basically their version of, like, nothing else has worked. Like, let's take a shot. This guy seems like he knows what he's doing. So, yeah, we'll see. Trump did make one final plea to everybody and said, you know what? If he wins, he won't be getting any federal funding from me. Mondami stepped up and said, yeah, bring it. I'd like to see what happens. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a fight worth having. So.
Again, saying the quiet parts out loud. Trump has falsely accused everybody of election interference. Yet that is exactly what he is doing.
Yeah.
Whether it's the redistricting going on or threatening an entire state that I will withhold federal funds if you don't vote for the person I want.
Can you imagine if Obama ever did that, dude?
Right. And as we've been saying since last show, like, what if AOC does that? If a president AOC someday is like, hey, Arkansas, screw you. You don't vote for my person. You're not getting any funding. Like, it is inconceivable, unpatriotic, un-American, and what's the word? Illegal. Illegal.
That's exactly right, Steve. So, Thank you for this guy.
Embrace this change. Go New York. Again, people, there's a political pendulum, and the right has swung it so far to the frickin' right that it is going to swing off the charts to the left, and this is the result. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I would like to see what this smart young guy does.
Yep. So, and me too.
Bring it on.
Loading up for it. So, all right, guys, thanks for watching the podcast. It'll be available on all the platforms you can find us, but we love that you come and enjoy live here on the Really American Media platform here with YouTube and Facebook.
Yep. Check everything out on Really American. Nick and I have social media pages on our own, but yeah, we're all over Really American. So support this fine progressive platform. We're here for you.
If you got votes,
we all get arrested.
Yeah. If you can vote, get out and vote today. All right. It's not too late. We'll see you next time. We'll see you on Friday for our political week in review.
Yep. Peace out. Oh, do we have a show close? Should I?
Say goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye. All peace.